Hello everyone, welcome to the night show with me as your host. Today's topic will be based upon World War One. Starting off with our guest and war expert, Ryan Gary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nan. Now, to fully understand World War One, we must start with the beginning. An archduke named Franz Ferdinand was assassinated by a Bosnian Serb nationalist, eventually leading to the war. From there on, nationalism became a prominent ideology throughout the war and throughout the world in various nations. Alliances were also a major thing during the war, which practically decided the sides in the war and as well increased nationalism.
Also with us today is John, another war expert hero to talk about World War One. Now, John, who were some important people during this war and how are they successful, what they need to do?
I'm glad you asked. One of my favorite figures during the war, General John Pershing, was very important. He, along with his American Expeditionary Forces, outnumbered the Germans in both numbers and supplies. Don't forget about the equally important Battle of Argonne Forest. This was Germany's last-ditch effort to turn the tide in favor of the Germans.
And I also believe Alvin York was important as well, you two. He won the World War One Medal of Honor by leading and winning an assault on a Germany machine gun nest. Surely that is a hopeful person.
Notable, Nan, and it most definitely was. Speaking of, do you know anything about the machine guns used in World War One, John? Why, yes I do. These guns were capable of shooting hundreds of rounds per minute. The fully automatic weapons dominated the battlefield and were used on both sides. Later in the war, machine guns were put on airplanes.
Hold on for a second. Airplanes were a massive thing during the war and helped mainly in gathering information rather than assault or even battle, and were not yet perfect. The life expectancy for World War One pilot was 2 weeks. The Wright brothers, creators of the first airplane, could very well be the Wrong brothers from time to time.
Continuing with what I was saying, guns were also used in trench warfare rather than airplanes. This type of warfare occurring on the Western Front changed the war and ultimately created a stalemate. There was many lives lost, but also a lot of lives saved, as the trenches were made for protection, after all, from artillery shots.
Very interesting. Let's move on from the center of the horrors to the end of them. Ryan, could you tell us about a couple of Wilson's points?
Certainly. We should begin with his 14th point, which was probably the most notable and probably the most important point. This called for an organization called the League of Nations, in which nations would come together and solve problems diplomatically rather than violently through means such as war or violence. This organization also helped with territorial integrity in disputes.
Wait, so you're telling me the US president called for his organization but never even joined it?
Unfortunately, that is correct. Congress rejected the idea and therefore the US never joined it, but Wilson still toured the country promoting it before he died.
No, that's not quite all right. We should move on to the end of the war to end all wars. Considering we were just talking about territory, why don't you talk about territory laws, John?
I'd be happy to. The war-ending Treaty of Versailles involved some territorial loss, mainly in the losing side, Germany. Germany lost the Saar coal field for 15 years, and I believe the Alsace Lorraine as well. Germany also lost several colonies to Britain and France. In basics, they got the short end of the stick. That's what you get for fueling a war.
I'll hate to have my land taken away too, my guy. I lived there. Were there military restrictions as well, or is just a battle?
There certainly were, and big restrictions at that. Germany was not allowed to have submarines or an air force. Even more limiting, the country could only have an army of about 100,000 men. That's crazy. Not only these things, but their navy was reduced to only 6 ships. This allowed any country to be able to invade them and most likely win.
Wow, and how did Germany fare afterwards?
Not very well known. Ultimately, the country fell into a massive debt and poverty and angered Germans throughout the country. Hold on, you two. We haven't discussed much of the U.S. in the war. We should probably start off with the cause of them joining the war. Splendid idea, John. The Zimmerman telegram was a minor cause of the U.S. joining. This was a telegram that was sent from Germany to Mexico. It promised the return of lost lands such as Texas to Mexico if their side won the war. The U.S. people were outraged about this telegram, as well as the sinking of the Lusitania. Do you know anything about that, Non?
Well, yes, I do, actually. I believe the Lusitania was a British ocean liner sunk by a German U-boat. Why would a British ocean liner being sunk outrage Americans? That's what I don't get.
Well, that's an excellent question. Well, Britain were our allies in the war, which sparked nationalism in Britain. But most importantly, American people were on that ship, about 100 of them. These two facts together angered the U.S., thus leading to their joining.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We don't have that much time. Anything left? Time left. Anything more you would like to mention, Ryan? Or any other battle and, you know, along the way from time to time?
Now that you ask, yes. The Selective Service Act was very important. This act practically created the U.S.'s army, not only in World War I, but in future wars as well, in which I should mention World War II. Factually, it allowed the U.S. government to raise a national army throughout the draft. This created an influence of U.S. against Germans and outnumbered them in both men and supplies. Also, the Espionage Act disallowed... Sorry, I was taking a drink of water. Simply disallowed, basically, espionage in the country. So if you said anything bad about the country or disagreed with the war effort, you were basically put in jail.
Wow, that is very interesting. Even I never know about that, and I'm the host. Okay, but unfortunately not. But thank you, gentlemen. That concludes our World War I edition of the Night Show with Non and listeners. We will see you next week. Thank you for Gary and John.